President Obama's plan would eliminate the Bush-era tax cuts for couples making more than $250,000 a year, increase taxes on corporations, and also make cuts to Medicare and farm subsidies. Congressman Paul Ryan of Janesville calls the proposal disappointing but not surprising. The House Budget Committee chair released a statement saying a $1.6 trillion tax hike on job creators is never a good idea, and that taking money from the private sector and putting it into the government would be bad given the poor economy. This statement comes on the heels of Ryan referring to tax increases as class warfare. Congressman Sean Duffy of Ashland also says he's concerned about raising taxes on what he calls job creators, saying that action will not create jobs. But Duffy says he would like to find common ground with the president. That could come in reforming the tax codes.
If a business, a company, or a wealthy individual, if they have strong political ties, the history has been they're able to create a loophole. That's wrong. Everyone should be treated fairly under this tax code, and that's not how it works today. So if the president wants to work on making this tax code work and more fair, he will find a partner in me.
President Obama sends his plans to the 12-member bipartisan supercommittee, which is charged with reducing $1.2 trillion from the deficit. Wisconsin Democratic Senator Herb Kohl says deficit reduction is important to the health of the economy, and he looks forward to reviewing the president's plan. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.